A new report from Access Health Connecticut shows that thousands of residents will get insurance coverage this year from plans they choose on the exchange. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, changes in federal policy may pose challenges to keeping people insured.
Access Health Connecticut's final enrollment report shows that nearly 108,000 people chose plans this year through the state's Affordable Care Act marketplace. It's a slight dip from the previous year, but Andrea Ravitz of Access Health says there are many reasons why that can happen.
There's people that are eligible for Medicare, people that leave the state, people that are now getting coverage through work. So there's a lot of variables that come in play.
The state's overall uninsured rate remains low, but changes to federal law may make it difficult to enroll people next year or keep people on their current plans. The Trump administration's public charge rule is set to go into effect Monday. It allows officials to deny permanent legal status to immigrants if they use programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and housing vouchers.
I think that that's another opportunity for us to go and have good conversations with our community partners and our customers about this is what this means.
Ravitz says confusion about the rule may lead people to drop their health coverage if they think it'll count against them. But she made clear that tax credits and other subsidies that help people pay for their private health insurance plans do not fall under the public charge rule. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.